Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
No!
It bothers me when people look down on the CFL because it does not deserve to be looked down upon. Global Football Reporter says Mr. Ambrosi just appeared minutes ago on a live broadcast from the Finnish American Football. Colin in Ottawa says Armando has found Randy. What's his reward? I'm not jumping on that. And what was the reward? $100,000 in Canadian Tire money?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, here we go. It's hour two of the RP Show, everybody. Thanks for hanging in with us on this Football Friday. Episode number 288 of Canada's daytime sports talk show continues out here in the bunker in sunny and hot Western Canada. Hasn't it been a great summer, Frenzy?
Fantastic.
Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy with us, and we had a wonderful hour one. Greg Ellingson joining us from the Edmonton Football Club, and he stayed with us to watch here into hour two, and it's going to be a big hour two as Tory Gurley joins us, our NFL insider, and 3downnation.com's Justin Dunk. I think all the things that I want to say right now are encapsulated in our quick six show topics, so let's re-up them, Jordan. What do you say? Let's hit it. Quick six show topics today. Number one, we all anticipated that there would be an announcement from the CFL today on a drop-dead date. Well, TSN's Dave Naylor literally dumped water on that last night and said there will be no announcement from the CFL today. He's getting his information directly from the CFL and the owners and president. So no decision today in a season, which... you go ahead. What do you think about that?
Baffling. Annoying, but baffling.
I mean, somewhat embarrassing. Baffling, too.
But they look like incompetent. How about incompetent? Yeah, it's not good.
Incompetent, embarrassing, you name it. On the flip side, my phone's been going nuts this morning with people that connected with the teams, connected with the CFL, that they are preparing for a bubble in Winnipeg to play CFL football. So it's like they're moving ahead with that. And TSN staff, behind the scenes folks, have been told to prepare to be in Winnipeg for 3 months beginning mid-September for CFL games. So there is a movement afoot, there's no doubt. The question is, will the federal government pick up the tab for it? And this is the prediction that I made in hour one, and I'll make it now for a third time. I believe Ottawa's going to come up with the money. Not all of the money, but some enough of the money. I think the players are going to vote to play because players play and coaches coach. They all want to do their thing. But at the end of the day, some of the private owners are going to kibosh it because it's going to cost them too much money. And the baton's going to be dropped just before the finish line. That is my prediction. Clark has just put up on the screen here my prompter from David Naylor, TSN. This is just moments ago on Twitter. Hearing there has been no decision on the 2020 season and there won't be one today. He goes on to say, sources say the federal government has offered to help the CFL with a short-term loan at a high interest rate and fees. League believes taking that kind of loan would put them in a worse position going forward. And I'm digging my phone out here because here's a text message that I got today, and I'm not going to tell you from whom, but it's a guy that knows very well. He says, the league folds if they play, in my opinion.
The league folds if they play.
If they play. It's going to cost them too much money. And for that reason... Yeah. The owners are going to kibosh it.
Yeah.
That's my prediction today. So they're not going to play.
My gut feeling is they're not going to play. Bad feeling. Don't want that. I wonder what it'll be like here. That's my second feeling.
I'm not worried about here. I'm worried about your house.
My house?
Yeah, I think because you're going to tear the walls down. I'm worried about you. I'm not worried about everybody else.
Well, thank you very much.
Tory Gurley coming up here in moments. The guys just told me they lost audio connection with Tory, but we'll have him momentarily here. Point two, we are running the CFL sim season. The players are having fun with it as much as they can. Cody Fajardo last night was dealing. He tossed three touchdowns, and the Riders beat Ottawa 27-14. Now we're close to 80,000 viewers for our computer-simulated games. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is, I think Cody Fajardo is for real.
I think he proved it. Yeah. Oh, Sean Dahl writes in and says, just wanted to jump in and say, go Rattlers! Tip off at 3:30 p.m. SAS time against the Guelph Nighthawks on CBC Gem. That was point five of my quick six show topics. Doubleheader at the CEBL. It is today, Edmonton Stingers versus Niagara River Lions, followed by Saskatchewan versus Guelph. Greg Ellingson still watching in Florida. He's got breaking news. Greg Ellingson says, I hear mid-August is the new hard deadline. That is from number 82 of the Edmonton football team. Well, listen, here's my thinking. If you're a CFL player or a coach, and they're being paid, but the players are not, you've waited this long. You might as well wait till mid-August. Really? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but that means a Grey Cup game could be December 24th.
Not really. It'll depend. 18. They'll have all this bubble stuff set up, and then they can make a decision by mid-August to play or not. And they can still start mid-September. So, quickly, the Buffalo Bills sending all their rookies home because now, what is it, five rookies have tested positive coronavirus. That was point three. Point four, NBA returned to play last night. The Lakers beat the Clippers 103-101. Doesn't mean anything. I'm still picking the Clippers to represent the NBA West in the finals. We mentioned point five, the CEBL doubleheader tonight, and then point six, NHL musings. We'll come back around on those. Ryan Reeves of the Golden Knights, good friend of ours, might be looking at suspension after his hit last night in an exhibition game. All right, Tory Gurley joins us. He's been hanging in for a while. Our close friend, bring him in on video chat. How you doing, Tory?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I always like seeing you, of course. They're still buzzing about your visit to Strasbourg. I can't even tell you how much they love you out there, plus that whole Hubick family. Tory, we'll get to the NFL. We got a lot to unpack. With Frenzy, he's got a lot of questions for you. But the CFL now, you're following it closely. You're alum. What do you think of where it's at? And would you be willing to wait till mid-August if that's the new deadline, if you were a CFL player?
Rod, I have to agree with you. If guys have waited this long, then waiting to August might be the best bet. I just feel sorry for the players. These are the guys that go out and risk their life. Their, you know, it's their livelihood, you know, and they risk their lives to entertain us fans in all of Canada and North America. And and when these guys are not being heard and just the business side of sports, it really could rub people the wrong way. So I'm just hoping that these guys stay in shape, they keep doing the right thing, and when they get an opportunity to show their talents in August, I just hope it could be a great production and get us back to some normalcy, because if not, this would be extremely difficult for the CFL to bounce back from.
Would you expect, Tory, any CFL players in this current climate to opt out? I mean, we're seeing it in the NFL, and you get $150,000 U.S. if you do. That's more than most CFL players get paid, so I get the NFL. Do you think CFL players would opt out?
Yes, I can see a fair share of guys opting out because, you know, football is going to come to an end one day, and you want to make sure that your family comes first. And also can see, on the other hand, guys have the aspirations and dreams of playing in the NFL, and they need some type of game film. Right now, in all of sports, the NFL roster went from 90 men in training camp down to 80. So you have close to 500-600 guys that are out of a job just because they went down in numbers. And you get to talking about the undrafted free agents who didn't get their name called, and so many guys that fell between the cracks during the NFL draft and that process. And the next best thing is playing in Canada. And they're trying to find a way to get up here and play in this league so they can showcase their talent and have opportunity to get back in the NFL. So it's a snowball effect all the way around from top to bottom.
Tory, one last one for me, and then I'm going to turn you over to Lynch. But Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, starting guard on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs, opts out. I think he was the first player, right?
Yep.
And then Donta Hightower of the Patriots, Pro Bowl linebacker, opts out. Tory, how good do you need to be to opt out and not worry about your spot coming back in 2021? I think you got to be pretty darn good, because there's a lineup to play.
I think this is the best way to put it. There's this guy named Tom Brady who used to play in New England with six Super Bowl rings, and he's not there anymore. And he didn't opt out, and he's on a different team. So with these guys making the best decision for their families, that doesn't mean it's the best decision for football, because thing about the NFL or the CFL, people are hungry for those spots. It's only a certain amount of roster spots. And whenever you have someone that steps up and that's playing at a cheaper price, who you think the owner and the coach is going to roll with the following year? So, you know, that's the thing about this game. Like, when you – it's musical chairs, and if you don't have a chair, you really could just be sitting there looking silly at the end of the day.
Lynch, pause. Junior Luke is watching from the Montreal Alouettes. D. Lyman, guys, can you put the comment up on the screen? I want to read the comment from Junior Luke. Breaking news as we roll this morning. Junior says, I hear – that players are waiting this long, but we don't have a choice. Either we opt out for the 2020 season and the salary that is on the table for 2020 is not in any player's advantage. Players are thinking about their family, and this waiting game, in my opinion, is disrespecting the players, not giving any compensation. Oh, you're preaching to the choir, Junior. I've been screaming from the rooftops that the players can be paid and should be paid. And as I noticed, I think I'm the only one saying that. But anyways, we'll come back on that. Lynch, your questions for Torrey.
Torrey, good to see you again. What's your thinking there? Why is this happening like this? I mean, this last week is ridiculous. When they're going to have a deadline date on Monday, then Wednesday, then Friday, then this weekend. And I was up at 3:30 doing everything I could to find out news, and it was nothing. And they said the Sports Illustrated people are predicting the league will fail you. Why does it have to? Why can't they have made the decision a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Why are they like so poor administratively? They're saying today, or tomorrow will be the deadline for sure, and it doesn't. I mean, that's just poor marketing, poor selling. How do you see that?
A lot of things are out of people's hands when it comes to football and sports. Obviously, the country of Canada is not allowing outsiders to come in, you know, so that's number one. You know, you can make all these rules or put things into play to have games, but the next thing is, how are you going to get American players to Canada to play? Because currently, right now, I'm in Toronto, Canada, and I can cross the border, but my fiance Kim can't, and that's one of the reasons why we haven't had opportunity to get married. So vice versa, how are these players going to come up from America and play in Canada? You know, that's one of the biggest things that the government from, you know, what's going on in the States and what's going on up here in Canada is just outside of our jurisdiction. So we can only sit on our hands and wait, because we really have no say-so in it. And the next best thing is being able to logistically put this together. You know, I applaud Winnipeg for wanting to have, you know, eight to nine CFL teams in that one area, but that's a lot. I mean, that means, you know, someone, these buildings or some type of campus, it's a lot of things that go into it that we really haven't put the thought of how you really could get a season up and running. So, you know, it doesn't shock me that things are taking this long, but I'm just hoping that the ball could get rolling eventually.
Do you think it will be?
No, honestly, I don't. The border alone itself, it was supposed to open up March, April, May, June. They pushed it back 4 or 5 months, and it continues to get pushed back. And, you know, I've looked up things online where, Americans are saying they're going to go visit Alaska just to sneak into, Canada and vice versa. It's so much stuff that's going on in the world. Until we get that political and government side out of the way, I don't think there's going to be any type of ball up here.
You're making a lot of sense. You know, and then on the flip side, like I said this morning, I get a text message saying that they are setting up, or at least investigating the cost of setting up for a bubble in Winnipeg. I guess they have to do it. But I think you said it best with the Americans getting into Canada, quarantining and so forth to play, Torrey. Like, it did that part doesn't make sense. But on the NFL side, are you grooming yourself and getting ready for Access Television? With Anthem Sports, which, after you left here, by the way, did you know the network that we broadcast on is owned by the same network that broadcasts what you're on, Anthem Sports? I don't know if you knew that or not, Torrey, but you and I are finally teammates. Yeah, took all these years.
We're teammates.
Yeah, it finally happened. But are you preparing for an NFL season, i.e., you know, with your fantasy tips, sports betting, all that stuff with your Vegas show?
I prepare every day like things are going to go as planned, but we just don't know. I haven't heard from anyone yet. The thing that scares me is that you have teams in training camp that are trying to bulldoze his way through this virus, and guys are just kind of dropping like flies. You know, you're getting three guys here, four guys there with the virus. And, you know, I'm just hoping that it doesn't spread and affects just the entire league, because it's scary. You know, and this is Buffalo. You know, we're not even talking about the teams in Florida or the teams in Texas. Like, in Buffalo, you're having a mini breakout. So, you know, I'm just hoping all this stuff can get nipped in the bud, where we can have some NFL. But if not, I mean, I would totally understand. I mean, it's just, we're living just in a different time right now.
But are your NFL sources saying that you get coronavirus, you go away for 2 weeks, we'll just bring more players in? You kind of hinted that when you were in the bunker here, that there's a never-ending supply of players. Do you think that's what's going to happen? And because of that, that they will play?
Yeah, I can see that. I mentioned it earlier, but when you it only takes Tom Brady to go down with coronavirus, or a guy like Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, and now the league is told, you know, the league really wants to take care of those star guys, because if they're not out there, that hurts the product. All other positions, from guys that play running back, receiver, whoever, those could be replaced, but it's hard replacing a quarterback. And you just can't play football without it, especially high-level ball. Like, no one wants to sit out and watch a team run the ball 100 times. Like, you really want to see the quarterback go out there and spin it and for the guys to make plays, and that can hurt the product of NFL, of CFL, or even college football. So, you know, everyone has their fingers crossed hoping that your quarterback doesn't come down with it, because if it does, it could just really hurt the game.
If we do,
that is a hell of a point, by the way. They don't worry about the lower level guys, but they worry about the guys that sell tickets. I get it that you turn the TV on. One more for Tory Lynch.
Okay, Tory, if we do have to shut it down, and the NFL might have to shut down too, and so with American college football too, I guess they're in deep trouble too. That doesn't do a lot of good things for football, does it? Doesn't that hurt football, period?
It affects everyone. It affects the little league, high school, college, because my heart goes out to the players that were undrafted and that are still fighting and hoping to get an opportunity, and literally their career just came to a halt. Or those seniors who worked extremely hard to finally put themselves in position to be a starter, to be seen, and now there's no season. So it affects everyone. Or you might have a guy in the NFL who finally cracked the 53-man roster and he's up on a contract year, and if there's no football, he's not going to get paid, or he's not going to get to see the big payday that he's been working towards his entire career. So it's a lot of things in the balance of this virus. And, you know, I just truly hope people stay safe. They keep a mask on their face. And I'm just hoping as a community and as a whole, we can get through this so we can get back to enjoying our sports, because that's something that we all share, no matter what color you are. It's nothing like cheering for your team and watching them be successful on game day.
No doubt. Hey, last one, Tory. Completely off the board. Our intern, Alan, the Asian sensation. I'm not sure if you met him. I think you did when you were here.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Okay,
he
of course.
He ate all the hamburgers. He ate like 10 hamburgers and 10 pieces of chicken. So, yeah, I remember Alan.
He's a growing boy. He wants to know your NBA Finals pick.
Ooh, that's a good one. Just like yourself, I'm taking the Clippers to represent the West. And in the East, I'm going right now it's between the Raptors and the Sixers. I still respect those teams. I ran into a Toronto Raptor coach at Staples one day. I went to go grab some ink and some papers, and he was in there, and we sat down and talked, and he literally said, we match up well against the Bucks. We're not afraid of them, but the team that really give us the hardest time is the Philadelphia 76ers. So, you know, those are the two squads that I'm looking forward to in the Eastern Conference to make it out. And I ultimately see the Clippers winning it.
That's hilarious. I thought you meant the Staples Center, not the home office.
Oh, no. Yeah. Home office supply store. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tory. My best to Kim. Stay safe. I appreciate the time. And here's hoping they're playing sooner than later. And we'll chat with you then. Thanks, Tory.
Great talking to you, Tory.
Yes, sir.
our NFL, CFL, NCAA insider Tori Gurley joining us.
Oh, terrific.
We'll take a break, and hey, viewer turn takeover is always fun. Nelson's got some good questions here. Lynch and I will do our best to answer them when we come back. Justin Dunk coming up, too, with the latest news on the CFL, if there is any. But it's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe, and then leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Justin Dunk coming up from 3downnation.com. John Frenzy is with me as we go to a sports update on this Friday. Breaking news from the NLL. I mentioned the signings, Chris Corbeil and Kyle Rubish signing extensions. And now this morning, the Rush and the Philadelphia Wings hook up in what can only be termed a blockbuster. This just came into my inbox. The Rush have acquired forward Josh Currier along with the 7th overall pick in the 2020 NLL draft. That's first round, folks. From the Philadelphia Wings in exchange for forward Ben McIntosh. He's a Rush veteran. Hey, big, these guys, I just heard them on the other side of the wall going, what? And 3 draft picks. The Rush also received Philadelphia's first round pick in the 2021 NLL entry draft, giving Saskatchewan 4 first round picks over the next 2 drafts. In announcing the trade, Rush GM and head coach Derek Keenan said the move addressed the club's present and future. Well, that's great, but Ben McIntosh.
How about that?
Isn't he the guy we interviewed from his bed?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Wow. The Blue Jays. Oh, hang on. I skipped off my page here. The Blue Jays have gone from having a scheduled off day today to an extended long weekend. Toronto had today booked off before opening a series in Philadelphia. against the Phillies tomorrow, but that series has been postponed after two Phillies staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The Jays' next game is now scheduled for Tuesday against Atlanta. The Orlando Magic and Brooklyn Nets tip off the first of six NBA seeding games on today's schedule at Walt Disney World. The NBA officially resumed play last night following a near five-month hiatus due to COVID-19. The Raptors play their first meaningful game since early March on Saturday against the Lakers. By the way, doubleheader at the CEBL National Championship today. It is Edmonton versus Niagara. They're tipping off at 1 p.m. Mountain. It's 3 Eastern. And then Saskatchewan Rattlers taking on the Guelph Nighthawks. You can watch them on the CBC Gem app. Saturday's games on CBC TV, the main network. Hamilton's Alina Sharp is the only Canadian teeing off today as the LPGA resumes with its first tournament in over 5 months. The LPGA's Drive On Championship in Toledo, Ohio, marks the return of women's pro golf following the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'll always love Alina Sharp because here at the CP Women's Open, she had a Humboldt Broncos logo on her golf bag. And I'll love her forever for that. And defending champion Brooks Koepka matched his career best with an 8-under-62 yesterday for a two-stroke lead over Ricky Fowler and Brendan Todd in the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where today, Frenzy, it's Fish Friday. $13.99 featured menu item, fish and chips at Wendell Clark's. It's the best fish and chips you've ever had, or I'll eat my shorts. That's a guarantee.
Well, you've told me that 100 right now, 20
and
times.
Today is the last day to take advantage of Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars special July promotion, and that is for just $20, free shipping, get the 7-bar variety pack.
I want to see you eating your shorts.
One of each. Stop it. One of each flavor. Less than $3 a bar, folks. Free shipping, $20. Order yours right now. G2GBars.ca. It'll come direct to home. Oh, it said good to go for Justin Dunk, and then Clark just came in my ear and said, give Dunk 1 minute. I wonder if his phone buzzed. Maybe he had some news. Oh, it's lighting issues, Clark tells me.
Johnny Ohm says CFL canceled Football League. I don't know who he is, but...
John Ohm, he's a viewer in Winnipeg. Don't say they canceled the season until we know that they've canceled the season. Come on, it's very Winnipeg-ish. Trent in Norway watching. He says, one comment on Ben McIntosh. He has a fiance in Philadelphia as well, so I can see where family may have been a consideration. All the best to all involved. Frenzy, I'll have to get you up to a Rush game next year. Most fun you'll ever have, believe me. Non-stop action. Okay, we've got Justin Dunk now. CHCH TV Studios is where he's at from 3downnation.com. Hey, he's looking like $1 million. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing well, guys. Bunkered down in here. I just had to get the lights turned on, Roddy, so you could actually see my face.
Well, I love it. It looks really good. And so why did we all get built up that today was going to be a huge day in the CFL when it turns out that I guess it's not? Where do you stand on today's news in the Canadian Football League, the last day of July?
Well, Roddy, I think the takeaway from this is that anything the CFL states as a deadline should not be set in stone. I think it needs to be put down with a pencil with a massive eraser on it. Because to be quite honest, it's been quiet most of the week. I've been working the phones and honestly just sort of shooting the breeze with a lot of people because there hasn't been many discussions going down, especially between the CFL and the CFLPA. For example, there hasn't been substantial talks on the pressing issues for 7 days now. It was last Friday when everyone thought the deadline was going to be, and the league canceled a meeting with the PA that day, and since then, it's pretty much been at a standstill.
Okay, so I don't know where to go from here. Greg Ellingson was watching earlier this hour. He said he now has heard that mid-August is the next deadline, and I don't think any of us are going to say that it's a hard deadline, but... your thoughts on that? My initial take is, if you've waited this long, you might as well wait till mid-August. Your thoughts on that news? Or literally where we go from here, or if today's deadline doesn't mean anything?
Greg's stealing my scoops here, man, Roddy. I work hard for you to try to get some fresh news, and what he's hearing is correct. Now, I don't want to attach anything to it or necessarily put a name on it, because we've seen these deadlines have come and gone in the CFL. But in doing my research, especially to come on your show, and obviously for the reporting that I do, I have heard that mid-August deadline. And it would time up in terms of that potential date of September 14th traveling to Winnipeg, if you sort of work back on some of the logistics. So that means the league feels like the latest they could kick off a season would be in October, although there's still a long way to go there. And if indeed, and the news just came out today, and I felt like this was going to happen, that the federal government wasn't going to just simply give them money, for lack of a better term, that there were going to be strings attached to it in the form of some sort of a loan, which you had to repay at a percentage, that the league has actually been talking about with its owners. All right, we don't expect to necessarily get a big lump of sum of money from the government that we just get and then we don't have to pay back. So would we actually consider going forward as a CFL ownership, board of governors, everyone in the brain trust, with the funds that the owners have, obviously with the six privately owned teams having deep pockets?
Are you getting tired of being asked if they're going to play or not?
Yes. daily, man.
And let him answer.
The people, players, everyone.
No, I know. And the thing I literally have to tell people, I can't give you an answer because the CFL doesn't know if they're going to play or not. Would that not be an accurate answer, Justin? It's an unanswerable question as we sit here today.
It really is. And if the CFL and no one in it knows, then, you know, we can't tell people. And it's difficult because people, as you know, Roddy, ask us all the time, and I get the questions from players, general managers, coaches, everyone, fans alike, and I can't give them any concrete idea. Whereas in normal football season, I can give you an idea, okay, what's going on behind the scenes, who might be signing here and breaking those stories, but there's nothing concrete here. So to me, it's just very dangerous as a reporter to put out any timelines here because they've all been knocked down and proven to be false. I can tell you right now that literally what's going on behind the scenes in terms of the financial aspect is that the dollars and cents that they've put together from people I've talked to is that they would lose about $5 million per team if they don't play. And all the Riders came out and said 10, but this was overall for the league. And that if they actually did play, it would be about $10 million as a loss per team. So what they have to decide is essentially, is that $45 million number as a group, all nine franchises in the CFL, worth the investment to play in 2020? Me personally, I'm not a businessman, but I would say no, because you're not going to be able to get any sort of return on the investment. No tickets, obviously, with no fans in the stands, and the advertising revenue for companies around the world, let alone Canada, are definitely down because they're just trying to stay alive through the pandemic.
You just nailed it, and I'm sorry, Lynch, but you nailed it in that $5 million per team cost if they don't play, $10 million per team cost if they do. And a text that I got this morning was, if they play, the league will fold. And that was from a long-time club employee that I trust very well, Justin. So I'll let the viewers mull that over in their head. It'll cost them more to play than not. And if they do, it'll probably fold the league. All right, over to you, Frenzy.
John Lynch here, Justin. What about the fans now? You talk to a lot of people out there. Do you think they really want this league to succeed? I don't know if I think there's less intense fan support here than there has been in years now. How is it in Eastern Canada? Do you find the fans' support still there, or are people almost giving up?
It depends where you go. And I'm obviously in Hamilton a lot with my duties here at CHCH in this beautiful studio. And the people around the city are just craving any sort of CFL news. And they want to see their Ticats play. They don't care if it's Winnipeg, you know, out in Vancouver, anywhere else in Canada or on the freaking moon. They just want to see some football played. So the thirst is really there in Hamilton. Obviously, you go down the road to Toronto and it's a little different. But I think a place like Ottawa, too, is definitely underrated. They have a younger crowd there that come out to their game. So I would say the province that I'm in overall has an interest in CFL football. It might not be in Toronto, in the major city, obviously the biggest one in Canada, but the other two, Lynch, they really have a craving for it.
Well, you know what? And by the way, you know yourself, Justin, because we've talked about the numbers to three down. You got a huge appetite for CFL football in Toronto. People just don't want to admit it. And secondly, 2017, fall of 2017, we spent 27 days in October in Ottawa. If you remember, the Riders played in Ottawa, Toronto regular season back-to-back, then came back for the playoffs. We were there for a long time. And I would submit Ottawa is the only city in Canada with an NHL and CFL franchise where the CFL team is at least as popular as the NHL team, maybe more so. That's my thought on it. And by the way, the commissioner's just getting ripped neck to navel. And your guy, John Hodge, has a column on it. I haven't read it yet. I saw the headline today on Randy Ambrosi's video for the Finland Football League, which kicked off yesterday. Viewer Nelson says, does this spell the end for Randy, where the CFL is at? Is the criticism unfair or not? And I don't mean overall. I mean the latest round, the Finland video and all the rest.
The criticism for the Finland video is certainly warranted overall. I think that's an entirely different conversation. But if you're the league and commissioner, you have to understand that timing is everything. And when you put a video out that is supporting a football league that you have a partnership with, but when you're not taking care of the home front first and foremost, that is going to go over just terribly with everyone, your fans, coaches, scouts, and I would argue most importantly, the players. He's literally wishing players well in the Finnish Football League, but he hasn't talked to the players in the CFL in over a week. So I just can't for the life of me understand why. I get that he wants to seem like he's a nice guy and being a solid partner for that league out there, but you got to understand that people are going to see this and the way they're going to take it, especially when it's been silent in terms of even behind the scenes.
Well, there's the rant of the day, Rod's rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. There you go.
You get this hat.
You get that. Well, I know it's a different thing. Rockstar of the day, Dunk will probably get that too. But DuPont said it in the roll-up. If you can do a video for the Finland League, you can do a video for your own players to be sent, you know, through the Players Association, I guess. Is that a valid comment, do you think?
It certainly is, and that's the way players around the league feel. As I said, scouts and general managers and coaches were literally sending me the video this morning saying, what the bleep is this? The fact that they go to that trouble to make it, and it doesn't matter when they made it. It matters when they dropped it, because that's the perception. And as I said, timing is everything. And I'll get on the soapbox for Roddy's rant a little bit here more, is that when you have people that care about the league, live and breathe it, that I talk to on a daily basis and have put their lives and souls into the CFL and want to see it go, and then you drop a video about a Finnish football league, and yes, the Global 2.0 initiative is entirely different conversation in itself, but you got to take care of the people that have your league running in Canada. And universally, I hate to say it, they don't feel like Ambrosi is doing it. Now, he's not the only guy that I think should have the criticism directed at him, but because he's the commissioner, just like a quarterback of the football team, he's going to hear it.
From a viewer, Colin in Ottawa says, it's true about what you said about Ottawa, Rod. The ownership of the Red Blacks are so much better than the Sens, and it has definitely hurt the NHL team. Last one for you, Frenzy, for Justin, before we let him go.
Well, Justin, how do you see the future? Is there a chance that you and I will be talking about the Riders Hamilton game in a couple of weeks?
I just don't see it, Frenzy. There's so many things to go through from a health and safety standpoint too. I think everyone's looked at the financial aspect of the ask to the Canadian government, but we got to remember that the Canadian government denied the Toronto Blue Jays playing in Toronto. Look what's going on in the MLB right now. So that turned out to be a smart decision. And even though the CFL is thinking about playing in a bubble scenario that some people might say is similar to the NHL, well, in the NHL, they're literally testing every single day. They're doing it privately. The CFL has not stated they're going to do that, and that would just drive the cost up, up, and up even more. So I hate saying it, but as the days pass here and you hear about the financial toll that this could take overall in the league, to me, it's just much better. Make a decision that you're not going to play in 2020 and focus on 2021. Reshape the league, Roddy. I believe that you've said this on your show a number of times. Get in, dig in your heels, plan for the future to make sure that this league is with us for the long haul. I don't think fans would be angry at that, Frenzy. If there's not Riders games in 2020, but if there's Riders games for the next 100 years, that would be a more than fair trade-off.
What are you laughing at, Lynch?
What he said, 100 years.
Well, you won't be around for it, but there probably will be. And there will always be Canadian pro football. That's what I think people have to understand. When we say the CFL might fold, Justin, they think that that's the end of Canadian pro football forever. There will always be Canadian pro football. That's what you're saying, right? But the way it looks right now, probably not. I appreciate the time, sir. I'll be reading your site all weekend. Thank you. I appreciate you, Justin. Thanks. And stay safe out there.
You bet, Roddy. You too. Everyone out there, stay safe and enjoy the long weekend.
All right. Justin Dunk joining us from CHCH Hamilton. He of 3downnation.com, which is my trusted source for CFL news. Frenzy, thank you.
I'm staying with you.
We're bringing DuPont in next.
Okay.
And we'll be right back for Viewer Takeover and all the rest. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Dupes has joined me here. I'm getting a kick out of this. You saw one of our P1s, that's Priority One viewers, Robert Kazikov, whom we haven't heard from this morning on the comment wall, but he rode in the dirty tailgate of his truck. Rod Peterson Show, 10 to 12 o'clock. It's all over my social media and the shows. Now, he spelled Peterson wrong. But I don't care. My family's liking it, particularly my dad's cousin, Daryl Peterson, in Oregon, who watches every day. Should I be offended that my name's spelled wrong? Because I'm not.
It's funny. You usually are.
Me?
Well, like,
I say correct it. But
right?
What's he supposed to do? He wrote it in the dust on his tailgate.
But
he can't correct it.
But the gesture is so awesome
right.
that it overrules everything.
No,
super cool.
You got me wrong. I don't get offended when my name's spelled wrong because it happens so often. I'd be offended all the time.
Right.
My dad used to lose his marbles
really?
When his name was spelled wrong or my name was spelled wrong. But anyways, thank you, Robert Kazikov. That is a P1,
mm-hmm.
as we say, Priority One viewers, and we would be nowhere without those cats. So, yeah, you asked what we missed. You were in there doing meetings and coming up with graphics and stuff. So pretty cool stuff going down with Greg Ellingson watching in hour one. Great interview with Greg.
Yeah.
Then he's hung on and he goes, I love the show. I'm gonna keep watching. And then he writes and reports that he hears that mid-August is the new deadline for the CFL. So then we bring on Torrey Gurley and Justin Dunk. And in the middle of the Gurley interview, Junior Luke of the Alouettes writes in, clearly extremely frustrated with the whole situation. And then Dunk's mad at Dellingson because he's breaking stories, and Dunk's like, that's my job. And he laughed. But you said in the break that if it's now August 15th, you're like, you're done.
I'm out.
What does it mean you're out?
Well, I'll never be out. You know that.
Right. No, right? You won't.
So it's a little bit of talk. But, I mean, if it's the middle of August, chance of a season, you know, goes way. Now you're not starting till at least the beginning of October, which Dunk did tell us a week ago that would be the absolute latest they could start a season, is beginning of October. That would get 6 weeks, you know, and really go hard into a quick playoff. And towards the third week of November, you could squeeze in a Grey Cup. But, that man, that's awfully tough. Now there's no room for error. So you're right at the very end. I guess they could pull it off. I'll stay optimistic. But, man, that chances are slim.
Well, as I sit here and think about it, and I have thought a lot about it, like just with Randy Ambrosi, because I like him so much. He's been really good to me and us. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to turn on him now.
Big fan.
Dunk, wow, eviscerated him here just moments ago. But that's Justin. Doesn't mean that I got to go along with it. But I'm telling you, Randy is extremely unpopular with the coaches and the players for obvious reasons. The players for this, because they see him as the representative of the league. Mm-hmm. I still think it's the owners and governors pulling the strings, but Randy's the guy you see. And then the coach is obviously mad because of the coaching cap and the salaries have been cut and all the rest. He's still the figurehead of that. The presidents were behind that, but whatever. I think Randy can handle it. You and I talked about it in the rollout, just like Trudeau, just like Trump, just like any leader. Look at Scott Moe has been criticized for various things, right? It goes with the territory, and that's why it's got a really big paycheck. Ambrosi's predecessor, Jeffrey Orridge, when he was fining the Riders, historic amount, $70,000 for the hidden practice team and all whatever else. Orridge was told, don't come into this province. I believe by representatives of the Rough Riders. Like, he was supposed to come for the Plaza of Honor. He was told, don't come. It's not safe for you.
Yeah.
So, did you think Ambrosi, like, this can't feel good. Like, when the NHL was here for the Heritage Classic, I talked to NHL staff. I'm like, does Gary laugh at being booed at the draft and things or presenting the cup? And they're like, no, he didn't like it.
No.
Who would like it?
Exactly.
What kind of sadist would get off on that?
Right. People who say they like it, great. That's the line, right? I mean, if you don't have any haters, go find some. You haven't made it till you have haters. Doesn't mean it feels good to be hated. Nobody wants to be hated.
Yeah.
It can't feel good. But, man, talk to them. And we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but the players are pretty vocal about what's not going on behind closed doors.
Think about this for a second. It's in the opening of our show bumper where you said, you know, there's a reward for Randy Ambrosi because he was seen in the Finland video because everybody says, where is he? And Ricky Foley said that. He should be on wanted posters. Missing Randy Ambrosi. So then he shows up in Finland on a video and just gets eviscerated for showing up on a video in Finland. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting roasted for no matter what he does.
Right.
And I still don't think it's his fault, but I'll shut up now.
No.
My friends, the players and coaches, are so anti-Ambrosi right now.
Mm-hmm.
What this now is the biggest crisis the Canadian Football League has ever faced. Right on. End of story. 108 years. We're in it. And frankly, to sit there and say July 15th deadline, 31st, whatever. Well, it was what, the 23rd. Then it was the 24th. Then it's the 31st. And now it's August 15th. How could you really realistically get mad when there is no roadmap, no handbook for this? How could you really?
I know. That is true. But if I was handling the PR or, you know, if I was a closer friend to Randy Ambrosi and talked to him, that's what I'd tell him. I'd be like, look, there is no roadmap. So just say that. Like, that's it, an internal video. You can't call the players. Maybe you don't have time for a big meeting because those things, and they will have other questions. But if you sent out a video to the players in an email or something, and even if that got leaked, I mean, the fact that we don't know how to deal with this, this is new, we need help, right? I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry we haven't had progress. Anything like that, be vulnerable, would be good PR for Randy. Be really good PR because nobody's gone through this before. I don't know that anybody would necessarily do a better job than what he's doing right now. He's doing what he thinks is right. And the Finland video, that's fine. You still, you know, want to grow the game and be visible everywhere. And it doesn't mean he's doing that instead of something else to help out the game now. But I think the biggest thing is the communication. That's it. And, you know, pick up the phone and say, I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you today, but let's keep working together.
Yeah. I've said it so many times that I don't want to say it anymore. The people that have handled Randy's PR have let him down. I don't even know what it would take now to make him look good, right? A video to the players might help. Alan Lee, the Asian sensation, our intern writes in and says, who is the most beloved commissioner of all time? I would suggest it's Mark Cohan. Frenzy, has there been a more beloved commissioner than Mark Cohan?
Jake Goddard. Mark Cohan, yeah.
Those are the two that come up the most. Jake Goddard and Mark Cohan. But I'll tell you that Randy Ambrosi is really going down right now. He's the most hated, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
It's really saying something. Larry Smith, personal favorite of mine, oversaw the U.S. expansion, got this league through some really troubled times. But this is the ultimate, I said chicken and the egg this week. Catch 22 is what I saw three down say. If they pull the plug on the season, then they're not getting Ottawa money. Right? Do people understand that? Ottawa's like, we're not stroking you a check unless you play.
Yeah. They're not paying people to sit back and not work.
No.
Their mandate is to keep Canadians working. So show me that you're going to keep Canadians working and Americans, but if they're playing in Canada, they're, you know, stimulating the Canadian economy. If you want to keep them working, we'll help support that. That would be my message from the government. But so you got to play. You can't get the check and shut down the season, too. And if you saw the NHL's videos that they've put out showing you what it's like in quarantine, how organized the NHL at least appears to be on video, and you can do a lot of things in video, it shows you that the CFL, it's a lot of work. They got a lot of work to do.
The CFL just doesn't have the resources to do that. Trevor Stoiko is watching. He says, is John Lynch there? I want to know who picked up the check at the Last Supper. I understand Lynch was the waiter.
Is that a joke?
Lynch, is that a joke? Jesus Christ and the 12 disciples, who paid for it?
Who? Where?
They said you were the waiter at that supper. Who picked up the tab? It had to be JC, right?
The janitor.
Lynch says the janitor paid for it. His name's Ralph Howard. Just for spits and giggles, by the way, what do you think is the average salary in the MLS?
Oh, man. In the MLS.
I Googled it here.
1.5.
New. $345,000.
Oh.
MLS. I'm sorry. I know you're not a soccer guy.
I'm not.
Nor am I.
But I know when some of the guys come in big transfer deals, there's big money, right, on the high end? But it must be a discrepancy between the high end and the low end.
Obviously, I'm way out of touch with soccer because it says the average base salary for senior roster non-designated players in MLS is $345,000. What is a senior roster non-designated player? Like, average is average of all salaries.
Yeah.
By the way, Colin says, at least the CFL doesn't have owners throwing the keys on the table like they were in the mid-1990s, so this isn't the worst time for the three-down league. Colin, not yet. Not yet. You realize they're really close to throwing the keys on the table. And that's when we're done. That is when we are turning out the lights, as I said yesterday.
Yeah.
Blowing out the candle. See ya. And Lynch just started crying on the couch. Overtime is next. Hang on. We'll talk about the rock star of the day, put a wrap on the week, and our quick six show topics. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Lots of things to get here. I just tweeted the poll for the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. I said to Dupes, it'll be a photo finish. Greg Ellingson. There you go. Greg Ellingson, Tori Gurley, Justin Dunk, and John Frenzy. We had the Rockstar people in here last night for the Sim broadcast. Roxanne and Darnell. That's what makes up Rockstar. And they're sponsors of all the teams, the junior teams, the lacrosse team, the Rush.
Yep.
Riders, I believe they're sponsors of. They sponsor everybody. It's going real well with us, I can tell you that. We're getting their message out big time. Arlene in Ottawa, she came for the Sim game last night and stayed for the show.
Love it.
Love you, Arlene. Thank you. She says, Amber Belkin needs a bobblehead, and then Rod needs to get one for his desk. Or Haley Wickenheiser, or Bianca Andreescu, or Christine Sinclair, or Brooke Henderson. Hey, don't call us sexist. I have never seen a female bobblehead. Does a long-haired Lupus Aglia count? If there's a female bobblehead, you ship it to us, and we'll put it up here.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say if you got a Bianca one, because I'm a tennis guy,
yeah,
send one over. It would be awesome.
Yeah, that too. Serena Williams.
Yeah.
We would take it. I would be honored to put a Jeannie Bouchard bobblehead on the desk.
Yeah.
Why did you guys just break out laughing? Oh, long story, they said. So we're going to do the business of the week here. And I don't know who, is this Mad Max behind this? Nice work, that kid, Mad Max, our summer student.
Hustler.
He's a hustler. And that is not a bad term. Our MySask 411 business of the week, presented by Direct West. It's their water bottle that adorns my desk every day. The MySask business of the week. It's the MySask app. It's on my main page. Use it all the time. It is like a phone book, but it's your phone. It's like Google for your local area, for Saskatchewan. Today, we are profiling Barley Mill Brew Pub. MySask 411 Business of the Week. Proudly serving Regina since 1989. Wednesday Wing Night, special MVP caliber. Saw a plate of wings on TV last night and had a craving.
Ooh,
I love wings.
I know.
Want to go to the Barley Mill?
Yeah, Wednesday? Kinda, I do.
Okay. Great place to watch the return of sports, socially distanced with a great outdoor deck to enjoy the Saskatchewan summer. For late night needs, check out their liquor store. They're at 6155 Rochdale Boulevard, right in Regina. Barley Mill, brew, pub, and eatery are my Sask 411 business of the week. And of course, you can find them on here. You just open the app, MySask 411, ask you to download it right now. Type in what you're looking for in terms of the establishment, like restaurant, hair salon, garage, you name it, and you'll have a complete variety right around your area. Type in where you're at. So thank you, Barley Mill, and great job, Mad Max. And this is what I'd like to do. I'm doing this live on the air. We're going to have our post-game meeting here, and that is we should have our viewers text, tweet, Facebook in their nominations for the business of the week.
Oh, I like that.
Then we don't have to sit here and come up with it every week.
That's great.
We'll pick a winner.
That's great.
So can we do that from now on? And the polls are open all week. Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777. DM us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, what have you, for the MySask Business of the Week. MySask 411 Business of the Week. You nominate him. We'll pick a winner every week.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Our boy, the Jug is writing in. He says, who's the most hated commissioner in the major sports market? Well, at the moment, I would hesitate to say Randy Ambrosi. They're loving Bettman because he got back. Rob Manfred's really taking a beating right now.
Oh, yeah.
In Major League Baseball. Big time.
Yeah. That's where I would have went.
Really?
Yeah. Goodell gets it sometimes, but they seem to universally be on the same page in football. Bettman's great. Adam Silver's great. Yeah, probably.
I love it. That's a topic for another day, because last thing here, we're going to be finding things to talk about. Not struggling, because we've found that out we've been able to do it for 140 some days of the pandemic. But as far as junior hockey goes, you saw BC, the medical health director, I believe her name's Dr. Bonnie Henry, said no sports in BC in 2020. Done. She just drew the line. So at least the leagues can start planning, I guess.
Yep.
It almost would be nice if the CFL did that so the players could get on with their lives for 2020. And if they want to come back and play in 2021 and try out for the team, that's on them.
Yep.
But I'm just thinking how that affects the Western Hockey League's BC division, how that affects the BC Hockey League Junior A, not to mention all the other leagues, the Vancouver Warriors of the NLL. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's great to have some closure and some clarity so you can make plans. But it is tough, because what about the NLL? You know, if they decide to get going, earlier than, in December, they might have to play all their games on the road. Now, for them, it might be okay, because your season probably won't start till January. So you'll be okay if they're going to open them up for 2021. But yeah, at least there's some closure. I like that. But at the same time, you got to be able to adapt. If the situation changes, you got to be okay changing, your ruling or changing your mind a little bit. But as of right now, I like that. I don't mind that at all. I really don't.
All right. Clark says he's got the photo from Robert Kazakov, by the way. And let's throw it up from our P1. We talked about it earlier. Look at that. I've never had my name written in the tailgate of a dirty truck. I feel so honored.
You know.
Lynch loves it.
That's pretty good, eh?
Thank you, Robert. And we'll see you down at Estevan Motor Speedway on Saturday night for the dirt track races. No show Monday, everybody's asking.
Right.
So enjoy your long weekend, and we'll see you Tuesday, 10 a.m. Mountain. Stay safe, everybody. We'll see you on Game Plus TV Network and right here on Facebook Live.
Woo! For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.